Joshua chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and well advanced in years. Yahweh said to him, "You're old, and there remains yet very much land to be possessed." Well, wait a minute. We just read that Joshua fought all the various kings and defeated them and had all these campaigns and killed the kings and defeated them and all this, and that he was totally successful. So what does it mean then when it says there's a lot of land still to be possessed? I suggest the stress is on the idea of possession. It's rather like Jesus, and he's got the same name as Joshua. He totally defeated sin on the cross. He overcame every obstacle between us and inheriting the kingdom. And yet, generally, the Israelites didn't go in and possess. They just got their little bit of land and were happy with their little farm. They didn't have a wider picture. Now, in the New Testament, you read a lot about inheritance, that we have received an inheritance, the inheritance of the saints in light, Paul talks about. And yet, have we actually taken it? Are we willing to take it? Or are we just satisfied with a very narrow little view of life, that I've got my little home, no matter how big, how small, but I've got at least something, and here is where I am, and there is no wider vision that actually I can possess the kingdom. And then we've got a long list of the land that still remains, all the regions of the Philistines. Well, yeah, Joshua beat the Philistines, but as we know, the few of them that were left turned into quite a strong force, and it was Goliath who came out of them. And I think the list of all these areas is to encourage them. Go on, take it. But, you know, they didn't, unfortunately, and you'll read that in the first chapters of Judges, how they just didn't take the land as they were intended to. The children of Israel, verse 11, didn't drive out the Geshurites nor the Maacathites, but they dwell in the midst of Israel to this day. He gave no inheritance to the tribe of Levi. The sacrifices of Yahweh, God of Israel, made by fire are his inheritance, as he spoke to him. You often read that when you read about these inheritances of the tribes, that Levi had no land. The idea was that they were to focus on the things of God. And yes, they were to be given towns and a bit of land out of the various tribes of Israel, and they could live there, but they didn't inherit in the same sense that the other tribes did. They were to focus upon God's work, teaching God's law, studying God's law, and doing his service and encouraging the others to do the sacrifices, etc. Now, in the New Testament, we're told that we are the Levites. We are a royal priesthood. That means that all that's true about them becomes true of us. And we likewise should have a very light hold on the things of this life. Not worried about building up my inheritance, etc., but trusting that God will provide, focusing on the things of his word, on serving him and encouraging others to serve him, and simply believing that God will provide for us. And then we've got the various inheritances of the other tribes, some of the other tribes here. And again, it concludes, these are the inheritances which Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho eastward. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. Yahweh, God of Israel, was their inheritance as he had told them. So then, quite simply, we have God in our lives. We are his servants, and that's enough. So don't worry if you feel that you haven't achieved as much as the person next to you in your career, in your exams, in your material life. We are the Levites. We are the royal priesthood, in fact, and a holy nation to him. And our focus is upon him and his work, not upon building up a great inheritance for ourselves now.